back on Radio Row in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. And look, there's a delegate. It's Liz Hausman, a Fulton County Commissioner in Atlanta. She also works at the Chamber of Commerce there. The delegate from Georgia who joins us now. Hi, Liz.
Hi there.
There's over 2,000 of you, and we keep having sightings, and we want to talk to as many of you as we can. And I have to start by asking you about Melania Trump's speech last night. I know you're a supporter of hers, but what do you think of not just the kerfuffle? Look, people have pointed out that her words were very much like Michelle Obama's. There's some thinking that perhaps Michelle Obama's speech was being looked at and phrases were borrowed. But the bigger concern is that the party isn't handling it very well, that it keeps just denying it. Your thoughts on this? I mean, should the party, as some Republicans are saying, just say, look, it was a mistake and move on?
Well, everyone makes mistakes. We all do. But, however, I think that the thing that came out of last night and her really first appearance before our country was to just show the grace and class and beautifulness of her. I mean, she's well-educated. She's well-spoken. She loves her husband. She supports him 100%. She's a good mother from all accounts.
It doesn't bother you that some of her words might have been taken, cribbed from another speech?
I'm an elected official. I might have perhaps used some phrases from someone else once or twice in my career.
Okay, well, let's listen to Melania Trump's keynote last night and what you liked about it. Let's listen.
I have been with Donald for 18 years, and I have been aware of his love for this country since we first met. He never had a hidden agenda when it comes to his patriotism, because, like me, he loves this country very much.
Liz Hausman, you pointed how lovely she was, former model, lovely. Her dress sold out immediately, apparently.
I'm sure.
But what about the fact that she is an immigrant to this country? And just her very presence reminds people that Donald Trump has been very anti-immigrant, anti-undocumented immigrant, that there might be a disconnect there for some people.
Well, he's calling himself the law and order candidate. That applies to all laws in our country, that we have immigration laws in place. I actually have a brother-in-law that's from Venezuela. He's a legal immigrant. I'm a product of immigrants. We all are. I think that we have laws for a reason. We're in a dangerous world right now. We have to consider that when we let people into our country.
Mm-hmm. Overall, what did you think of last night?
It was great. It was exciting. We had a lot of passion. The focus on our national security is paramount. All the other issues that we can talk about really are insignificant if our country is not secure, if there are bombings here, if we're not free to live our lives. So I think it's very important that we set the stage with that focus on the first night.
You told me right before we went on the air that you really liked former Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Here he is talking about police.
When they come to save your life, they don't ask if you are black or white. They just come to save you.
What else did you like about him?
Well, you know, he lived through the biggest crisis our country has ever faced, and with great leadership. So he understands more than most what it means to have a terrorist attack. And no one wants to see that ever again on our country. So I appreciated his support of the law enforcement. I appreciated his passion. And I certainly appreciated that he, of all people, could point to Donald Trump and show the country just how important he feels like that issue is in our presidential election.
Did it bother you, as it does, looks, everybody knows that the Republican Party is trying to reach out and grow to minorities, to Hispanics and blacks. There wasn't one acknowledgement that black lives have been lost last night.
Well, so have every other racial demographic. We've lost lives. And we have every demographic in our military, for example, every demographic in our police force. I really don't think they see color. In my county, it's an urban county. It's a majority black county. And, you know, the police are just doing their job. If they and the statistics show in our county that who they pull over matches the population.
Liz Hausman, we got only a minute with you. Send you on to keep enjoying your week here. But we're about to take a look at the platform. Does it bother you that the party platform is far more conservative than your candidate? For instance, he's been more open to gay marriage and gay rights than the platform is at all.
I think historically you might have seen that previously if you compared the platform to the candidates. I think that the president will set the tone, and he will, to the best of his ability, live up to our platform. But really, Congress and the local officials have more input in some respects than the president does on that.
Is your party going to unite by the end of the week?
Absolutely. We're very united. I think you saw some expression last night of how we came together, and I think you'll see from this point forward unity.
Liz Hausman, Fulton County Commissioner in Atlanta, a delegate for the great state of Georgia. Liz, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Glad to be here.
And I mentioned we're going to take a look at the platform. There's plenty of routine business that goes on, and that includes approving a party platform. The Republicans' new platform moves the party, as we said, to the far right on a number of issues. But as Anthony Brooks from Here Now contributor WBUR reports, the party platform creates a lot of noise, but maybe little substance.
On the convention floor yesterday, just after party leaders managed to squash an effort by anti-Trump delegates to disrupt the convention, they moved on to the business of passing the new Republican platform.
Is there a second?
Second!
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye!
Opposed? Nay. The ayes have it.
By acclamation, delegates adopted a platform that embraces some of Donald Trump's pet causes, like building a wall along the Mexican border. It also moves hard to the right on a number of social issues that Trump says little about. For example, it calls for overturning marriage equality, condemning same-sex parenting, and restricting transgender rights. In Cleveland this week, it's hard to find delegates who approve of the entire document, but many are comfortable with a lot of it.
Very much so. For example, I was very glad that part of the party platform was the endorsement of the wall with Mexico, the border security wall.
Tom Mountain is an alternate Trump delegate and the chairman of the local Republican Party of Newton, Mass., outside of Boston. He doesn't like the part of the platform that would restrict LGBT rights, and he says it doesn't reflect Donald Trump's campaign.
What the platform says pertaining to all the gay Republicans and what Mr. Trump believes is two totally different things. Mr. Trump has always been for gay rights.
What's striking about the new platform is how it seems to ignore the so-called Republican autopsy following the 2012 election. Among other things, the autopsy recommended opening the party up to make it more inclusive. This platform, with its tough line on LGBT rights, risks taking the GOP in the opposite direction. Governor Mary Fallon of Oklahoma is co-chair of the platform committee. She told CNN that denying LGBT rights means not giving special rights to a particular class of people.
What we talked about is how can we make America great, and how can we believe and stand for the human rights of all people, not just one segment, one class, one race.
But despite the debate and controversy about the platform, Peter Farrell says it just doesn't matter. Farrell is another alternate delegate from Massachusetts who supports Marco Rubio.
My experience is that party platforms don't have a lot of consequence, and they're often the subject of intense debate. At the end of the day, it's the occupant of the White House that will drive the agenda, regardless of what the platform planks say.
And history is full of examples of that, according to Roger Stone, a former advisor and longtime friend to Donald Trump.
The 1972 Republican platform said that President Richard Nixon would never go to China, nor would we ever recognize them. The 1968 Republican convention said that we would adhere strictly to the gold standard and hard money. Platforms are anachronism. They're largely meaningless.
So why do we do them?
Tradition.
Stone says platforms also please the base of the party, but he says just about everyone recognizes that they're not worth the fight because they're not binding. But Delegate Tom Mountain, who we heard from earlier, says platforms are worth the fight because they send a message about the party, and he's worried about the message this platform sends to gays and lesbians.
It would be akin to making an anti-Israel platform and trying to get more Jews in. We need to get these people in, not because we need to get them in also, but because it's the right thing to do. Otherwise, they're just going to go to Hillary.
Mountain says just when the GOP should be expanding its tent, this platform is telling the LGBT community to stay out. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.